Hello and welcome to Podcast. This is Ken Grick, 56 of the Daily Pos.org, and today on the podcast we have a very extremely special guest. This is the man who was part of the beginning and will probably end the site. He's like Jesus. He appears from the mists and he creates everything, and then in the end he just like sits on the planet and he
exploding is the best part. I mean, it's the most enjoyable bit of it.
Yeah.
I can't wait for it.
This is Staring Vacantly, one of the three original members of the DailyPos.org, and the super original mailbag dude, who actually did all the bullshit coding for mailbag for, like, what, 2 years?
Yeah, HTML, it makes me cry. I forgot how to do most of it, actually, because I haven't really done anything remotely resembling coding in probably, like, 5 years.
Soap does that shit for, like, breakfast every day. Like,
well, I know, but he's, like, a fucking major in coding. He probably knows every freaking language out there. I got nothing.
I program for fun.
Yeah, he goes around and he programs.
I know English.
I'm not even there.
I don't English.
Real ultimate hacking power. Let's throw out the first topic of the day. This is Scott's first podcast, and hopefully not his last. You know, I don't want him to disappear into the internet again.
No, I'll be back.
Yeah. He probably hasn't even listened to one, so let's give him a basic tutorial. Podcasting for noobs.
Yes. How do I do this? There's my talk.
You just talk into the microphone and be funny.
You open your mouth and you manipulate your voice box and the sound waves. You got it.
Congrats.
Yes.
35 EXP.
Sweet, am I level 2 yet?
No.
Fuck.
You're only 0.3% to level 2.
Dang, I got a long ways to go.
You need to reallocate your JP into a better class.
I don't have any JP.
Kill more monsters.
You gotta kill them for me. I can't attack. I'm a healer.
Cast more posts.
You need to capture log some more items into your Silodex.
Was that English? I didn't understand that.
Yeah, I guess you don't know English.
Oh, God.
Your one attribute. So, podcast functions like this. We open with 10 minutes of bullshit and usually talk about POS. Then we do mailbag in audio form where I send you via IRC the replies in a PM, you read them, and then we all respond.
Oh, what's the question? I've been gone for a week, and I was like passed out for 2 days sick in a bed. So I don't know what's happened in the world since I've.
Oh, we'll get there. We'll get there. We're still in segment one. Once we get to mailbag, we'll
make up the topic when we get there.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
We almost always close with me and Soap discussing Banjo-Kazooie and or Chrono Cross, because, like, literally every 10 podcasts, I just, like, turn to Soap and be like, hey, you remember those games? And he's like, yeah. Holy shit, Terry Dacty Land.
Oh, man. I don't know much about Chrono Cross. I only played it for about 20 minutes. But I know everything about Banjo-Kazooie. I played that game, like, 5 times.
We'll discuss that at the end of the podcast. That'll be our discussion.
Yeah, it's been a few podcasts since we mentioned Banjo-Kazooie. I think it's time we talked about it some more.
Yeah, more in-depth how to collect notes and you. Let's talk a little bit about POS Saga. Not too much, though, because I'm going to put up that other one before this one. We recorded a whole POS Saga podcast that I'm just too lazy and stupid to actually process. For like 2 weeks, I forgot that it was even on my desktop.
Yeah, we recorded it while Chapter 1 was uploading.
Yeah, I was literally, yeah, just as we released, I was like, I named it like, you know, Obama Yo Mama or something like that as the file name. Yeah, and then, man, like a week later, I'm like, what's this fucking file on my desktop?
Obama, man, what the fuck was I doing? How the fuck was I?
Oh, man, I was... when we were releasing, like, both times we released chapters, I was dead tired. Like, we always kind of, like, playtest and rush it out at the end because we're both, like, fucking hyper-tired and, like, you know, no more purple. No more purple.
I don't know what purple is, but it sounds kind of funny.
Have you played any Pause Saga yet?
Yes, I've gotten into a forest, and I'm most of the way through it. I found a save point.
Hey! Did the save point insult you?
Actually, it's the second save point that insulted me. I'm hurt.
Second of many.
Yeah.
I like insulting save points, though.
2 out of 150 save points found.
There's really 150?
Maybe.
And there may or may not be a save point that you get to take revenge on in a later chapter.
Sweet.
Oh, man. You know, it's got to be weird for Scott to come in after, like, 2 years of being only slightly active and all of these in-jokes.
Oh, yeah, I've missed out on, like, 4 years of in-jokes because I was only here basically when I was in high school, and that was all of, what, 3 years maybe?
That's true. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, until shortly after the 05 road trip.
Yeah, I mean, I went to college, and I think at about the end of 05, I kind of stopped showing up, and then I kind of popped in for a couple weeks at a time, two times since then, and it's been about, that was a 4-year period, and now I'm back.
I kind of equivalate it to you showing up and soaping, and giving soap a puppy, and then a week later, the puppy just dies, and you're nowhere to be seen.
Oh, God, no.
That's kind of how I view soap reaction every time to your...
Yeah, Scott, don't visit the board in the staff board called Dead Puppy Pile.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I have to go there right now. I mean,
what
sorry, I have town? The, I don't know if either of you guys are here for the Volvo link, but,
Oh, yeah, that was excellent. Rick wasn't here for it.
It's actually really cool. It's really excellent background music. I've just had it open for the past 3 hours, just in the background.
What? I mean, I can't open any links right now because of my hyper internet, and it would show up on
the... lots of foods.
Okay.
Lots of them.
Hey, I look forward to this question.
That just depends on if someone else sees you doing it or watching it.
Uh oh.
Luckily, I have no such problems. I'm alone.
You're never alone on the internet.
Oh God.
Where are they? Oh. Let's close this opening segment here with a tip from Scott about WoW. Scott, any WoW tips for us this week?
That's just what it is. Just don't play.
Is that gonna be the tip every week?
Probably. I mean, it was fun, but it is really...
What are your
played.
Thoughts on Desolus?
I liked Desolus.
You're hardcore, man. Desolus Blue.
Okay, see, the problem is there's just not enough quests out there. Now you've got me talking about it, you motherfucker.
Oh, I already this is the only reason why I played the game, to
okay,
bring
guys,
you back.
Okay, guys, step one, uninstall the shit out of WoW. Let's move.
Yeah, I haven't uninstalled it yet, and my account is still active for another month, but
you're
I
not
really
gonna play it. We're not gonna
to
let
get
you
onto
play
it, so I don't care.
I have
when
your phone
my
number.
Account expires, I'm probably just going to uninstall it.
I have your phone number in my phone. I will call you every day.
You're going to call me? Are you that unknown number that keeps calling me? Because that's creepy.
No, but I can be if you want it to be.
Well, you're not going to be unknown. The first time you call me and it's some random-ass area code, I'm going to assume it's you, and I'm going to mark it as Rick, and when you call me...
Pick it up and be like, hey, Rick, what's up? And if some guy's like, I'm going to murder you, it's me!
It's probably Spatulator.
Yeah, it's probably Spat. No, if it was Spat, he'd be like, hey, did you hear the latest Ting Tings?
I'm going to be like, no, but I'm glad I haven't.
He calls up and he's just like, the drums.
The drums. The drums.
Oh, God. What was it? I found that topic Matt made. That was the soundboard for What's-Your-Face. And it was the drums.
Yeah, he'll text you every few seconds, and it'll say the drums.
Oh, God. I've had Auntie actually do that to me. Like, that was a real...
texting, so go for it.
Like, I lost $2 worth of 10-cent texts of him being like, the drums, just spamming my phone.
The nice thing about being on my parents' plan is we all have unlimited texting, so I don't have to freaking care.
So, we'll come back to WoW later, because I actually do want to hear some of your thoughts on what I thought was some of the stupidest shit.
Oh, go ahead. I mean, I haven't leveled a character in ages, so I probably couldn't tell you about a lot of the newer stuff they've done to the leveling areas. There's a lot of raiding in the past year.